If you're looking for an origin story about how the debate over education in Virginia got so heated, look no further than the extended closure of most public schools throughout the previous school year. Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal, says the polarizing decision to keep schools shuttered for most of the year wasn't just controversial in its own right. It also served as a gateway for other parental concerns to rise to the forefront of the political conversation. Josh, explain.
Well, it is one of the top issues. It's the number one issue for the Republicans. Glenn Youngkin, if you're in Virginia and you're turning on your TV, the only ads you'll see blanketed across the airwaves are about education and attacking Terry McAuliffe specifically for making a comment at a debate saying that the interests of parents should be secondary to the interests of school administrators and school boards. That soundbite has just been sort of the rallying cry for Youngkin, and it's also rallied Republicans to his side and really won over, or at least tried to pick off some of these more moderate voters who are disillusioned with the state of education in the country and the state and are moving in his direction. What's interesting is Terry McAuliffe hasn't really run. I mean, he's running on a very different education message. He's talking a sort of a traditional Democratic message of funding schools, providing pre-K to help parents, child care, the bread and butter that you usually hear from Democrats in an election. And they've only belatedly responded to the attacks that Youngkin has been making on critical race theory, the curriculum, and the standards in schools across the state. These are sort of resonant issues among parents. Anything from the magnet school, one of the best schools in the country, getting rid of its admissions test in Fairfax County, to, sort of age-inappropriate curricula, focusing on gender identity, focusing on race essentialism, really just driving race as a central element in everything that's taught at the schools. It's really driving not just conservatives, but a lot of middle-of-the-road parents dissatisfied with what they're seeing and the changes in the curriculum. And Youngkin is betting that though that dissatisfaction, that disillusionment, will be enough to get him over the top in this close election.
What was the change of message you referenced that Mr. McAuliffe had with regards to school openings during the pandemic?
Well, it's interesting because I started reporting on this issue last year, and I was struck that when Terry McAuliffe kicked off his campaign last December in front of a school in Richmond, he was talking about education, but he didn't say a thing about the school closures that were taking place as a result of the pandemic at the time. And I thought that was an unusual omission, given that that was a really big frustration for parents, not just Republican parents, but a lot of Democratic parents in Northern Virginia as well. And he didn't even say a word about it. It took him a few months to even address the issue at all. And I think there's sort of a blind spot. A lot of Democrats are content to claim that frustration about the state of public school education is about, racism or about, things that are not legitimate. In reality, in my reporting and in my conversations, this is actually a bipartisan issue. It's a bipartisan sense of frustration that parents are having. And I think the school closures and the issues of schools remaining closed last year, even as the pandemic dissipated, was a frustration across the board and was something of a gateway. It was something of an issue that really opened a lot of parents' eyes to what's actually happening in the schools and with the school administrators.
We're speaking with Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal. He's written a piece about the Virginia governor's race, talking about the importance of education as a subject. He's written multiple pieces about it. One of them is called One Party's Bubble is About to Burst in Virginia. Explain that, because this was a look at kind of how suburban voters might react here at the polls.
Yeah, this is about a little more than education. It covers the issue of vaccine mandates. And, politicians are operating more in bubbles these days. You only hear from your supporters. You're only hearing from the base. It's harder to get a good read on where the middle of the road persuadable voters are. Usually that disadvantages Republicans who have been, beholden to Trump. But in Virginia, I think, and I argue in that column, Democrats may be in a little bit of a bigger bubble. They're hearing from people in the most affluent suburban areas, people who normally vote for them, about the importance of vaccine mandates, about how critical race theory is not an issue at all. And Terry McAuliffe has said that it's a made up issue. It's a mirage, which is not the case. People may have their own definitions of what it is, but the change in curriculum in a more race centric direction is a very real thing.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Kraushaar, politics editor at National Journal.